The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, we're going head-to-head with the All Blacks in the World Cup quarterfinals in about 20 minutes' time. And as the scrums measure up on the pitch, we decided to take a look at how the two countries measure up when it comes to their vital statistics. I'm joined now by Kiwi-turned-Irishman Dean Hand, who owns the convenience store Hand's Daybreak in Clarin in Tipperary. Dean, you're very welcome to the programme. Are you sort of a sole Kiwi down there in that area?
Good morning, Richard. I am to a certain degree. There's not too many other New Zealanders living around where I am, although there's a good number of us in Ireland on a whole. But yeah, I'm certainly outnumbered down this neck of the woods today, that's for sure.
How will you enjoy the match anyway? Win, lose or draw, as they say. But what I was going to say to you is, if you look at the two countries, the parallels are very interesting. For example, the population is very similar. Republic of Ireland population is about 4.8 million. It's about 4.7 million. Big food exporters. Certainly New Zealand economically sort of punches above its weight, doesn't it?
It does. New Zealand was very lucky in during the recession. We entered it very shallowly. I think New Zealand was only considered in recession for a number of months and emerged in 2009. And so, you know, as a result, I think New Zealand didn't really suffer too much. Although, you know, some would say that they're heading for one now. It remains to be seen. But it's a very resourceful country based on the fact, I think, that we're at the bottom of the earth. And, you know, we have to really fight it out on our own to make ends meet, as it would say.
You're obviously big exporters of food and New Zealand in relation to dairy. I think it's about 2% of the world's milk processing is in New Zealand. You export a lot of meat, a lot of wood. We're in a similar business in terms of exporting. You export about 20% of your goods to China. We're quite a high percentage in relation to the UK. But I suppose when it comes down to it, what about cultural interests, other achievements, you know? Great New Zealand writers, great New Zealand rock bands.
Yeah. I'd have to give Ireland the shield for that. You certainly punch above your weight as far as the literary arts and the musicians go. Ed Hillary would probably be our most recognisable
first man on
statesman.
Everest.
That's right. And Kate Shepherd as well, who's perhaps little less known. She was a woman who was involved in the women's suffrage movement. And she was the primary figure in establishing New Zealand as the first country to give women the vote. And I think it was in the late 1800s.
So you've got, we'll give you that one. You've got your high achievements, and hopefully we'll be punching above our weight in there as well today when things kick off shortly. Dean Hand, Kiwi turned Irishman down in Tipperary, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.